or really all four individuals say that it ought to be delegated. You know, the majority of the functions of that of personnel should be delegated. But
these are the things which I would like to discuss. I mean, there are obviously some possibilities. One of which is to vest those powers in the central division of personnel and allow them to delegate
right.
whichever ones they see fit.
Right.
I mean, we don't need to look at other statutes to know that that's a possibility.
Right.
And also to discuss with Dennis and Tom what they see as advantages or disadvantages of that type system, whoever may have it. Another possibility is to set up the central division and by law delegate, not at the discretion of the Department of Employee Relations, certain functions to the various line departments or agencies, and granting the central department review powers. On the other hand, you know, you can delegate virtually all of them in the statute, but I would like to get down to what people perceive as some of the advantages or disadvantages of those broad types of questions, so that I mean, you can talk about it being responsive to managers or having control, and try at least not with the thought to not have the personnel officers come and speak to us as we have already kind of agreed to do, but simply to get some input from Dennis and Tom while they're here on that subject. Yeah.
Of course, Tom's not here. When we get back from lunch, maybe we can talk to him. But I read from what he said yesterday when he said that they were decentralized. In effect, though, I really read out of that he said they were centralized with the ability or the authority to delegate.
Well, I have some specific things that I want to talk about along those lines. Some substantive questions which I'm not addressing right now, but merely asking whether it's the will of the commission to go
it's
ahead
a good subject that we should
and get into that some, and I think we can profit maybe
Linda.
More by advice in this
Linda
area.
Linda wants to get into that.
So
I like to hear what the other people have to say about
it. So would I.
Well, it's nice to hear it for a change.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Shall we kind of go on that as a plan for when we reconvene after lunch?
Shall we reconvene at 1:30 or 1? There are thoughts both ways. We didn't set a time in the agenda.
Yeah, 1's all right.
1's fine.
I like 1:30, but I'll go along with 1.
What is our schedule for this afternoon?
More
we just reserved
same.
Today for work sessions with the out-of-state speakers and didn't set any clear structure except that we would go over the topics that the subcommittees had identified as subcommittees.
I guess what I mean, it wasn't clear to me if the afternoon session by the intended agenda was to end at 5 o'clock or reconvene at 5 o'clock.
Oh, to end at 5.
That's the problem with the contract.
Well, then let's adjourn for lunch and reconvene at 1 and go until approximately 5 with the view of continuing the work session. And I suppose one item of business that needs to be on the non-agenda is to set up at least a rough understanding for the next meeting.
Okay.
We're done.